Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is me, Killscreen, also known as Ludi Von Beats, or as I will be performing at Nightmare Nights Dallas, Donkey Kong Killscreen. So yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And speaking of Nightmare Nights Dallas, please don't forget to check that out. If you have to make it there by flying, swimming, grow some wings, get a jetpack, learn how to teleport like Goku. I don't care what you have to do. Make it to Nightmare Nights Dallas because it is going to be rocking. So anyway, why are we here? Why are there been like a whole bunch of DJs just going one after another today? I will tell you why. Because today, My Little Pony Friendship is Magic turns 4. And I don't believe it because 4 years. 4 years has it been on the air. 4 years. There have been a bunch of awesome guys who aren't afraid about what people care or what they say, and we just do what we love, and we do it together, and that's why we're here right now, and I think that's awesome. So cheers to you guys. I raise my glass to you and everybody out there. Also, don't forget, there's still a lot more mixes to come after me. I'm not the end of it. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Also, don't forget to check us out 11 p.m. Eastern tonight. A lot of us DJs are going to be in a Skype chat. We're going to broadcast it. It's just going to be us, and we want all of our fans to tune in. We're going to be talking about Friendship is Magic, what it means to us, what got us into it, and why we do what we do. And I think you guys will be really interested into that. Also, tweet Ponyville FM what your favorite moments were in the show, why you're a brony, why you love this fandom, and we'll try and read them out loud on the air because you guys are why we do this. So if it weren't for you, we wouldn't be here. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play some stuff. I'm going to start this out pretty heavy. I'm going to bang it out, and then we're going to see where it goes from there. To be honest, I don't have anything really planned. I've been spending most of my day doing stuff for my business, and I've been at some luncheons and stuff like that, and so it's been really hard for me to try and get a set idea planned in my head. But either way, I'm going to bang it out for you guys because I love you, and you're the reason I do this. So get hype. Here's my first track. It's the Every Pony Bangin' VIP from Silvahound. I'm sure you guys all know it, but I figured what's a better way to start out my set than with some pony tunes. So thanks guys for tuning in. This is Ponyville FM. I am Killscreen, and this is Symphony number 4 years old. Desolation of Archie album, which by far in my opinion is one of the greatest pony albums. It's not even pony, it's just a bunch of awesome pony artists. So go check it out. It's awesome. It's totally worth the buy.
For anybody curious, this song's Boogeyman by Toer, and I think it's effing massive.
Because I'm the Boogeyman.
So a lot of my fans have already heard this because I've been teasing it for a while, but this is a little Nightmare Nights Dallas EQ tease. The next like four songs are going to be played at Nightmare Nights Dallas, so for anybody who's going to be there that's listening right now, get hype and tell everybody how awesome this is going to be, because I promise you it's going to be worth showing up for.
Awesomeness, I wanna be.
afraid of no ghost. I ain't afraid of no, I ain't afraid of no, I ain't afraid of no, I ain't afraid of no ghost, 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 ghost,
wet, girl. I know you want to. I feel so
play a little Pinkie Pie by Silva Hound because she is absolutely, most definitely second best main six pony next to Rainbow Dash. All right, I hate to keep interrupting the music, but I just have to say I do a lot of sets here on Ponyville FM. I've got one every other Monday, one every Thursday, and I usually do Loof Hoof every Sunday. But by far, this is probably the most fun I've had doing a set for you guys in a long time. I'm loving it. Happy Poniversary. 4 years. This is awesome. I love you guys. So, yeah, sorry. Anyway, sorry. Don't mean to keep bringing into the music, but this is awesome. Kill screen, shut up. But here I am again. Okay, this next song is This Is Halloween Remix by Sharkoffs. Sharkoffs is probably one of my favorite producers out there, not just because he makes sweet music, but because I have never seen a producer who is so engaged with his fans. It blows me away. He's actually made this movement called Phenonymous, and it's probably, honestly, in my opinion, and this is coming from an old guy who is like way back in the days of like true rave music and stuff, when Plur was a really big deal. Peace, love, unity, respect, which is probably why I fell in love with the Brony fandom. But he's one of the last bastions of it. The guy really doesn't care. Sharkoffs himself, for a little background, he's been DJing since he was 14, grew up in Miami, so obviously he's into the party scene. But he's not a Brony, doesn't really get into MLP, but I kind of jokingly said to him on Twitter a few months ago, like, hey dude, you should do a set for Ponyville FM. And surprisingly, he got back to me and he was like, yeah, I'm down. I think it's stupid all the hate that you guys get, because it's really annoying that people don't like what they don't get. And it blew me away. So I've been in talks with his management. We're throwing a Halloween party here on Ponyville FM. We're going to do another 12-hour DJ train, and it's going to be awesome. So get hyped for that the weekend after Nightmare Nights Dallas. And we have an exclusive, only for Ponyville FM, Sharkoffs mix. If you don't know who he is or you're not familiar with the Phenonymous movement, Google it, look him up on SoundCloud and YouTube. His music's awesome. He started out as this electro house producer, which is kind of like primarily what I love. But he's gone into some drum and bass stuff, and it's really awesome. And everything he puts out, I love. He's one of like two producers. Him and Aerochord are like the two guys that when they put out a new song, I know about it and I download it or I buy it that day. So check him out and get hype for his Halloween mix here on Ponyville FM, exclusive on Ponyville FM. So yeah, in honor of October, happy Halloween.
Would you like to see something strange? Come on.
All right, I know there's a lot of you guys in the chat, and along with Nautica having a birthday today, I want to give a shout out to Ash, who is in our chat on PonyvilleFM.com. Happy birthday, bro. You're awesome. Thanks for tuning in. All right, everybody, this is going to be my last song. If you're a fan of mine and you tune in a lot, you're probably already tired of hearing this. If you don't tune in a lot and you're going to Nightmare Nights, get hype. This is a request from Trip Dime. He's heard this once before, and I'm assuming he really loved it because he asked me to play it again, and I'm going to do just that. But with that said, this, like I said, this is my last song. Stay tuned. DJ Calicos is coming up next, which I personally am really hyped for. I remember really weird stuff, so a lot of the times when I run into people I haven't seen in a long time, I kind of weird them out, because I'm like, oh yeah, remember that one time? And they're like, no, I don't. How do you remember that? But one thing I do remember is one time Calco's, we were in Skype, and he was like, I think Ludi's probably my number one fan. And honestly, he might be right, because I'm a huge fan of Psytrance, which is what Calico's, spins mostly. And I remember... a lot of my friends and I, we used to sit down, put on a Psytrance mix, and play a lot of Marvel vs. Capcom, and that's really what got me into Psytrance. And then when I joined PVFM, and I got into the ranks of staff, and I started talking to Calicos, and found out that he was a Psytrance producer, or DJ, I really try never to miss a set of his, because I love what he does. Anyway, so enough kissing up. So anyway, Calicos is awesome. Get hyped for that. He's up next. But anyway, this next song is It's Boss Mode by Knife Party on their new album coming out. I'm a huge fan of Rob Swire, all the stuff he did with Pendulum. I love Knife Party, and I love that he's mixing it up. I love that he's using Knife Party as kind of his thing where he goes, screw it, I'm going to do what I want, I'm going to make a bunch of music, and if you don't like it, I don't care, because this is what I love. And that's kind of like what I try to do. I mix a lot of different genres as a DJ, and I'm a musician. I'm not much of a producer, but I play a lot of instruments, and I like playing a lot of different stuff. I'm a huge fan of bluegrass, which might come as kind of a surprise to somebody who's really into electronic music, but I do love bluegrass, and so I kind of relate with him on that, and I love it. But anyway, not to keep rambling on, but next up, this is a Knife Party mashup that I've done. I'm going to play it at Nightmare Nights Dallas, so if you're going, get hyped for that. It's going to be awesome. But with that being said, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Happy anniversary to My Little Pony. Thank you so much to, first off, Lauren Faust for reinventing this awesome thing that I grew up with, thinking was super lame, and then finding out that it was super awesome. If you want to know how I personally and a bunch of the other DJs got into the fandom and why we do what we do, stay tuned, because at 11 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to be doing a Skype call. We're going to all get online, join this call. We're going to broadcast it, and we're going to kind of tell you guys why we did this. Also, we're going to read out some tweets from you guys. So tweet at Ponyville FM and let us know why you're a brony, why you like My Little Pony, and some of your favorite moments from the show, from the fandom, from conventions you've been to, and we're going to try and read them out loud on air. So get hyped for that. That's coming up soon. But anyway, yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out on Halloween for our super awesome special spooky Halloween event, because it's going to be awesome. And also, shameless plugging here, I have a show every other Monday. Coming up this Monday, I have a show every Thursday. They're all symphonies that I put together. And I do a Lou Foof, which is Lou Dirty, Nasty music that I get to play because it's the one night a week that we play stuff that normally wouldn't be allowed on our station because, well, we try to make this family-friendly. And we try to make it for everybody and not exclude anyone except for at 10 o'clock Eastern on Sunday nights, which is probably some of the most fun I have mixing, because I find a lot of music that I'm like, ooh, this is awesome. Oh, I can't play that, but I can on Sunday, so check it out. Anyway, thanks guys so much for tuning in. Stay tuned for DJ Calicos. He's going to drop it, make it hard, and it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to do that. I'm probably going to put on some Grid and play some racing games while I listen to his set, because it's awesome for that. But you guys are awesome. This has really been one of the most fun mixes I've got to do in a while. Just the spirit of everything and having you guys in the chat, and I love it. So without further ado, Shake Your Boss Mode. We'll be right back.
let's collide. Stars in your eyes, all up in your mind, angel in disguise.